You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida. This class is from the Robert L. and Rhoda Lipton Foundation Audio Library. For more information, please call 305-534-7050 or 1-888-TALMUDIC. That's 1-888-TALMUDIC. Or you can visit our website at www.talmudicu.edu.
Okay, the Nitzak al Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, Ayishma Hashem es Kolenu, Vayar es Onyenu v'Samolenu es Lachatzenu. So this pasuk appears in Parshas Kisavo. This pasuk. This is what we're elaborating tonight to the Kayim, the Din of the Mishnah, to be Durish the Parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi. Try to understand. So what does it mean by Nitzak al Hashem Elokei Avoseinu? Now we go shoot back to Shmos. So the Nitzak, Pashtus would be, we cried out, right? The Pasuk says, we don't just bring that part of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayizoku. But that we don't stop over there. You say, Vatal Shavosim El Elohim Min HaVoda. And that's not to fulfill Vayishma Hashem as Kodlenu. Like, there's two things in the Pasuk. Vayitzak Hashem El Kehav Hussainu. What?
It's to fill El Kehav.
Right. But which part are we doing that? That's only from... I mean, Vayizoku is the kiyum of Vayizoku is Venitzaku. I guess I'm not giving a share quality today. Okay. Vanitzaka Shimel Kev sent a commotion. I mean, mostly she was finished last week, so chopped another good few days. Sunday, Monday, yesterday, it was good in the morning. Sunday was very good. But back. Vanitzaka Shimel Kev sent a commotion. Vayi by Yom Haram. By Yom Haram. Vayi Yon Chubnei Yisrael Min Avod. So that's a kium of Vanitzaka. Vayizoku. Okay, that's good. Batal shavosim el ho elokim min ha'avod. Well, he could say a different word. It could be vayizoku doesn't mean tefil in the first pasuk. Like when it says by Esav. Zo'oko came away. Zo'oko, he gave a huge scream. That's not a tefil. Batal shavosim el ho elokim. Min HaVodah. So, what does this really add? What this adds, you know, Min HaVodah, we already know. It has to be some elaboration. Unless we could say, Vayishma Hashem es Kolenu. No, we haven't talked about Vayishma yet. Because we just cried out. We cried out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rav Rashi says in Parshas Beshalach that's the umness of Klal Yisrael. The toughest umness of Vayishma Biyodom, that when you have a problem, you say a tefillah. So that itself is one mile. That we, by Yizok, we scream from the work. Batal shavos malkim min avoda. Then we were davening.
It seems like they weren't crying out to Hashem.
Huh?
This is Vayizok, and then Batal.
I'm saying Vayizok might not be crying out to Hashem. Yeah, it's possible. Doubt it, but it's possible. Vayishma Hashem es Kolenu. I just like to hear how much more we're adding to the pasuk. I mean, not just chazering it; we're trying to explain the pasuk. So there it says, "Vanitzak el Hashem el Kav v'Seinu." Vayishma Hashem es Kolenu. This is Vanitzak el Hashem el Kav v'Seinu. So what does this add? It adds first we're crying out from the avoda.
What?
what exactly the difference between Vanitzak El Hashem Elokim. There's another Hosafah. Vatal Shavosum El Elokim. There's one thing, I cry, but it must be some kind of Madregan, Vatal Shavosum El Elokim. It sounds like the Shava has its own momentum, it's going up. Up. I guess that itself, neither stickle has, but I mean goes up. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to go up to heaven. And Omed Lefnei HaMelech, my tefillah has to go up to heaven. Shmon Esrei. Shadam Omed Lefnei HaMelech was there, Omed Lefnei HaMelech that's here.
You say the Zaku is not going on
El Hashem. No, I'm saying on Vatal Shavosim El Hashem.
If you say that the Zaku is not going on El Hashem, then it would just sound groaning. And then not
on. Yeah, but Shavosim it also doesn't mean groaning. It also means just groaning.
Exactly.
That's what I thought the second thing was Taka Tzvila. Vayishma Hashem es kolenu k'moshen emar Vayishma Elokim es nakosim, which means Latal Shavosim El Elokim is different than Vayishma Hashem es kolenu. Each the word Vayishma has three meanings. Something means v'kabel, he accepted it, not just that he heard it, he accepted it, v'kabel it. The word Shema has like three meanings in the Torah. One place it says, "You're Shemati Alecha," that you're Shomei Chalom Liftor Osom. That's what Paro tells Yosef about Yosef. I heard that you are Shomei Chalom. To understand the dream. Nasa V'Nishma, to be Mekabel something, undertake. He undertook to add. So that's a stickle beer. Now it's in the pasuk itself. You do vatal shavos melkim and avoid the. And then vayishma Hashem es koleinu. That's what it says here. What's not vayishma elokim es nakosam, which means it means here we're explaining that what it means is. How do we know that? Vayitzak el Hashem we cry. Vayishma Hashem he heard. Why is this a better? It's a kamoshin nemar, vayishma elokim es nakosam. Oh, here it means yeah, vayishma here es nakosam means he accepted it. He accepted it, as opposed to just listen to it because it already says in the pasuk vatal shavosam el elokim. So therefore, vayishma doesn't mean he just heard; it means he listened, he accepted it, and therefore vayishkor elokim es priso. I think this Rashi has a very interesting shot in the pasuk. The Rashi learns over there, min ha'avod means the fact that they shechted 150 kids in the morning, kids at night. It's like very funny. It sounds like in the pasuk, if you read the pasuk, it's just unbelievable. What are they complaining about? They complain min ha'avod. Rashi said they shechted 300 Jewish kids a day. It's great. They let you move the car? Okay. Right, they had 300 kids shechtes. What's the pasuk say? Min ha'avoid. Well, they have such hard work. They're shechting 300 kids every day, and the thing that Klai was complaining about is min ha'avoid. So I understand there's a very interesting yisod there in that pasuk. Rashi is saying that Paro made this api achok. This wasn't he was just murdering Jewish kids. That's a very bad position for a king to go in. I'm murdering kids. Today it's the Jews, tomorrow it's the blacks, the next month it's the women. You have to do things that have some kind of legitimate basis so people don't all get nervous that we're tomorrow. So I would say that Pshat Min Havodah means this was a chelik of avoid of Paro. Just like the Secret Service, people in the United States have to give their life for the king. Yeah. It wasn't just he wasn't taking them. That's by the way, probably where the expression bloodbath comes from. It was a bloodbath. He had saras, Rashi says, and he had to bathe in the blood, that whatever they consider that to be the refuah. So, you understand, to save the king's life, he had to give your life. That's what their... That's the way he did it. Which is, min ha'avoda does not mean from their hard work, but for the level of what avoda was, a commitment to give our life. Until now, you understand, avoda means I'm just working. It's no part of your avoda l'melech is to give your life, which, by the way, we're mechuyev for that. And the army is also to protect the king. You have to be ready to give your life. So why is the taka cool? Yeah, I think it's a very chashiv yisod. The reward of giving your life for your king, you're not mechuyev. The president of the United States has open heart surgery. They can't find the heart. Okay, secret service man, get on the table, cut out your heart. Now you have to give your life. That's part of your job. I have to give my life not for the person of the king. I have to give my life for the position of the king. The king dies. He's replaced. The king is murdered. That's already an anti-government droid. That's already a Marie de Bamalchus. So if someone wants to assassinate the president, then it's a Marie de Bamalchus. For that he has to give his life. He has to give his life for being to protect the Malchus. And therefore, in Western civilization, it's not, but it could be that Pyro is holding, he's a deity, not just a king. The Mele held that they were to give their life for him. Okay, so just understand, when the Pasuk says, Min ha'avoda, and 300 kids are getting shechted a day, so Pyro could take a bloodbath, and the Pasuk, oh, we're working the Lord, we're working. You're not a mensch if you're 300 Jewish kids are shechted, and all you're complaining because you're working too hard. So I said, min avoda doesn't mean you're working too hard. Min avoda means for my service of the king. That they held, Mitzrim held that service of the king was mechayev to put your life on the line to save the king, like a secret service person. But what's talking wrong? Every civilized nation does that also. Because a secret service man is required to stop a bullet against an assassination. Against an assassination, because that assassinating the president, that's a strike against the government. The president has a heart attack and drops dead, that's not a strike against. So therefore, if the president needs open heart surgery, a secret service man, you don't have to cut it. You have no right to cut out his heart to do that. Probably the shot. It's not a good shot in the pasuk.
Shaila is whether it helps us for this.
Very attractive implications to serve the king way too high.
Well, yeah, or the pshat is they held that Pyro was a deity, a god. So a male to a god, maybe you're mechuyev to give your life to him. Like a carbon. That itself is avodas of God. It's not to protect his life. That itself was avodah of God, was to give your life in order to serve the king. Goyim held of the human sacrifice. So this is a human sacrifice to deity for what he then there really has. He has a need for it. It's going to take away his tzaras too. Okay, let's go like this. Our yaris on Yena. That's what's really bothering me. We need that if we're shooting from Parshas Kisavo into Parshas Shmos or Ve'era, we need to find what that's really moisif to us. Okay, Vayaris on Yenu. This is back to Parshas Kisavo Vayar. He saw our affliction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw our affliction. Parshas Zu Precious Derech Eretz. That they forced us to separate from our wives. K'moshenem Vayar Elkim Espinei Yisrael Vayed Elkim. It's very hard to understand where you see it from this pasuk. So some say it means Vayed Elkim. You know, it's like this is a private matter. So like only Hashem knows. I would think maybe another way of saying Vayeda Elokim itself is a lashon of chibur. Vayeda Adam Asishto. It's another possibility. And since Shloisha Shutfim Ba'adam, so like there's a Yedias Elokim on that also. Vayara Sonya is Zu Precious Derech Eretz. But even here, it's like very interesting that they separate us from our wives. First, they were shechting our kids. Our work was back-breaking labor, and the Torah is saying one of the things that the Pasuk is telling us, one of the things that he saw was it already says Vanitzak al Hashem Kei Avosena, and we're saying that's because of 300 Yidden Shechted every kids Shechted every day plus everything else. We already had Vayareo Sonar Mitzvah. Now there's a new thing, Vayara Sonyenu. What does it do? Pasuk, I mean, it was so horrendous. This, and even this, like, this is like a new level of more than shechting 300 kids, more than doing the avodas parach. Who preaches derech eretz? Gemoshen of Vayar Elokim is b'nei Yisrael Vayed Elokim. Another way, I would think maybe another way to say pshat like this. It was maybe zu precious derech eretz doesn't mean that they force separation. Zu precious derech eretz is the pshat, what we all did after the gzeira, after Paro's gzeira. Amram Amad Aaron Girishes Ishto Amdu Kulam Girishes. Maybe zu precious derech eretz. This, I think, would already be a whole different report. Why did they do that? Because it was a feeling of futility. That we don't want children for no reason. So like, it was like a tremendous sense of yish. Person, there's a financial crisis. The world isn't good. You know, I mean, it's a shame. You know, things will get better. When people decide that the shovano ameil, there's not going to be any more kids in the world. That means you've really been miyayish on existence. You've been totally miyayish on your future. Because when Amram separated, so that's what Klai Yisrael said, the Shavano Amelim, it makes no sense what we're doing over here. We want children, it doesn't make sense. What are we bringing them to a world of where they're going to be drowned? So that huge sense of yish was, so until now we were suffering, until now they were killing us, but that's not, the worst thing is not what someone does to you, is but your state of mind. And now the state of mind, it was total yish. It's not mistaber that killing kids, backbreaking work, men doing women's work, and the worst thing of all, like, you know, it's going, and they did presume precious derech eretz. I mean, it doesn't sound like more. Now, let's say in jail, there's also precious derech eretz. The guy's in jail, but I'm told they start shechting his kids outside, you can say that, whereas most people would opt to go to jail that they shouldn't shech their kids. But yeah, that's very interesting to hear. But precious derech eretz is not that he imposed precious derech eretz. It was our precious from derech eretz which showed our total state of mind of total yish. We lose the future. As long as someone beats you up, gamze yavor, like Shlomo Melchizedek. You know, you'll get over it. It's a year, it's two, it's five, we'll outlast communism. 70 years. But you know, you already saw your grandkids out of communism. When a person says there ain't no going to be any grandchildren because of communism, that's total yish. I think that's a very interesting word here. Bayaris on Yenu, and that what it means our total affliction. Okay, now what could be worse than that? Okay, now we said a great word. Now next thing. Let me do it. Bayar. I guess Vayed Elokim would be very nice also. You know, like Vayed, like, you know, it's like penetrating to what their state of mind is. Maybe that's what Vayed Elokim is. How do we know Tak is referring to Zupri's there? Because Vayed Elokim, only Hashem really knows what a person's state of mind is. Okay, we did preaches Derech Eretz, but he understood the depths of the message of our state of hopelessness. So the pasuk says Vayaras Onyenu. Then it also says Vesa Molenu. What does it mean? He saw Molenu. Elu Habonu. K'moshen Emor Kol Ben Hayilu Hayor Tashlichu V'Kol Abas Techayim. This the problem is the way we're saying is Paro. I mean Amram Chara divorced his wife after Kol Ben Hayilu. Right.
They had to separate.
I said no. Everybody voluntarily did that. Do appreciate their chaz. What's the pshat over here? By Yara Sonyenu. How does Amalenu happen after Zu preaches Derech Eretz? So what does Amalenu now mean? Well, I guess we could say by Yara Amalenu, they're talking killing the kids. See, this is a whole different one also. The first one, there was a terror. So they already killed 300 kids a day. What's it called? A benayila. So, I don't know how many kids were born a day, but you know, 300 kids shechted a day is already. But the 300 kids shechted a day, that there was a teretz. The teretz was the power needed for his well-being, and therefore that's a vitus carbon to the melech. Here, this is just shechting yid, and that's talking much worse. A kid, a Jewish kid, you drown him. That's not for our purpose. That's just to drown the Jewish kid.
So that's talking. Elo habanim kmo shenemar kol habein. Well, why is banim called amolena? Or you don't have to say amolena is a banim. It could be amolenu means the unbearable pressure we had on us. It's after the yiush. Amolenu elo habanim. Rashi says like amol is not there. Rashi in Parshas Bullock says amol means something you're carrying. Okay. First we were Pirish. Then when they started killing, they actually started killing the kids, or continued killing the kids. That was even worse than. See, I guess that's really the way to ask the kasha. The pasuk already said, "Vatal shavasim elkim min avod." We've already explained that as part of Anitzah Gal Shem Elkeh Elisenu. And that Rashi says in Parshas Shmos, that's referring to the 300 kids that were shechted every day. So 300 kids were shechted. Then comes Priestess Derech Eretz. Then comes Kol HaBein Ha'ilo. It doesn't sound that way. So we're saying that there's a futility here of killing a child literally for no reason on the fact that he's Jewish.
Did the parents suffer more from that? Why would the parents,
Because when you feel that, you know, even if you understand as far as your kid is being killed, but you don't think it's as, not that you can, you understand that they're not saying you're a piece of garbage. You owe that to the king as part of your service, like the Secret Service matter. Here it's saying, he's a God, so it's a. It's a
murder
smart. Here they murdered. Before it wasn't murdered, they shechted. It was avoided to the king.
And, when they complained, when they said, first when they complained that I was doing this, were they complaining that, like, Hashem, you're making us have six kids for every, like, normal time we're supposed to have one kid, you're having a lot of kids. Like, what's the point of you doing this if they're all just going to die?
Well, that's interesting. What else? You know, it's Amalena, you're giving us so many extra kids for the purpose of being killed. That's interesting, boy. It's like a stick of time to him. Okay, right here. Let's just finish this part. What does that mean? Pressure. Dachak, pressure. Stress. I mean, that's what the word means, right? Dachak means, so what do you have? You have
shechting kids, you have years for the future, you have being treated literally like garbage, and then you have pressure. What is pressure? It's like emotional breakdown. It's like a breakdown, probably. The chak. We reach some state of we're talking something worse. What could be worse than what's happening? So Dua Dachak still has to become what's going on in our heads, I think. It's one thing to have a no hope for future, but I think it's much worse. I mean, this, I think, is probably Dachak is like breakdown. So if it was to push something, pressure, I guess the better word is pressure. Anxiety, pressure. That's what the word Dachak means. The Dachak means to push something. To squeeze something, to pressure something, force something in. So the chak is this pressure. Psychological pressure. What does that do? That's to break a person, probably, right? I mean, you're hearing like the Memtesh Shari Tuma, not so much in Tuma of Averis, but you're hearing like a Getter Memtesh Shari Tuma in Mavkiya the Surus Oda. When a person probably has a nervous breakdown, he's always right. I mean, he's over. So we're like Memte Shari Tuma means we're on the verge literally of a breakdown, a nervous breakdown.
stay there a little weaker. I think the chak would come into the breakdown. You'd be forced pressure till the breaking point. Had he let us there a little longer, the chak would have had a breakdown. It's all over. It was instead of saying, like, reach the new madrega of Averis. You know, I mean, Shari Tuma means if the Elam Elokim is destroyed also. So it's just how much pressure can a person take? So first they have the emotional pressure and the stress of his kids being slaughtered. Then you have the Yaish in the future. And then we have the being literally pushed down by sending a piece of gold. It's supposed to be your garbage. The kids are sure to the garbage. Then you come almost to the verge of a breakthrough. To be continued, will we be saved?